The guy that I'm about to speak to has been making some brilliant, brilliant music for nearly three decades in the industry. And this Friday, he will release his latest solo album. It's called Natural Rebel. And it's a very good afternoon to Richard Ashcroft. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can I just say a little jingle for you?
You can indeed.
One, nine, four, radio city. You see, my mum used to have a hairdresser's in Skelmersdale.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days, eh?
Yeah, that was the station that was on, and because obviously every one of my mum's clients was someone who just moved from Liverpool to a new town called Skelmersdale.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Well,
so I was, when anyone was looking after me, when my mum was hairdressing, man, they were, when people moved to Skelm, man, they talk Scouse. I'm telling you that.
Well, it's
great. Yeah, so bless everyone in Liverpool. It's a big city for me, very important. It's a place we used to ride the train to, you know, looking for clothes and music. And, you know, I live equidistant between, when I was young, between Manchester and Liverpool. So, you know, Liverpool holds a big place in my heart for its influence on me and fashion and all kinds of things, you know.
That's great to hear. It really is. Just before we get on to the album then, when you reference a station like Radio City, how proud does it make you to hear your music being played on your local radio stations?
Pride, you know, just thinking back to my mum, the thought that that little rabbit was sort of waiting in the stock room eating bonbons. he was going to one day be coming through that transistor radio, because I used to love the sound of my mum's radio anyway. It had a great sound, because it had to get above all the hair dryers and stuff, you know. So I like the sound of music on the radio anyway. I'm old school like that. But, you know, it's more about, it's things like, you know, I made a poster for a collage, I don't know if you know, for the concert that I played with the orchestra in Liverpool.
Mm.
And within the collage, I put on the Royal Iris, because on the Royal Iris, I was singing, and I was with my granddad. He took me for a ride on the Royal Iris, and that was the first time I was told to stop singing. And so that's special. And also, my mum bought my first electric guitar from, where John Lennon got his guitar from.
Oh, brilliant memories, brilliant,
you know,
memories.
What I mean? So it's like, I don't know, I just feel like I've got a connection, plus, you know, a lot of my friends were Scousers as well, so that's the way it goes, you know what I mean? I just, you know, I think the city can only grow, really, as well, culturally. Of course, there's been a lot of crimes committed to the sort of history of the city, in a way of, when people didn't recognise how important pop culture was, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's good that, you know, I'm not from Liverpool, you know, as far as they're concerned, and the listeners, I'm a woolly back, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, because I'm from the Wirral, Richard, so they say the same about us as well.
Yeah, man, but it's all good. That's what I like about our country, you know what I mean? I never want the fact that you can travel a few miles and people have got a slightly different sort of way of talking. I think that's a beautiful thing to be encouraged. That's what makes the tapestry of Great Britain, England so interesting, you know what I mean?
Certainly does. Right, let's get on to the album then, Natural Rebel. The thing that really caught my eye about this is that you describe it as your strongest set of songs to date. Now, you've made and written some amazing, amazing music. So what makes these ones stand out?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I wouldn't say any song's better than, you know, A Lucky Man. I think every song has its own little universe, so I'm not going to better the feeling of Lucky Man. You know, if I'm trying to write a song about what that feels like, that ecstatic love, that, you know, when you're naked and you're unashamed, you're with someone you love, you're finally getting that sense. I can't write a song better. I've already done it. But what I'm saying is as a solo artist, it's the most focused set of songs, and they're raw, you know, they deal in a lot of different emotion, but they're also celebratory, so there's a lot of emotion and a lot of, I'd say, less layering to the sound. It's raw, it's a raw record, but it's a very soulful record. So, you know, don't believe the hype anyone reads or any of the haters out there, because I don't know if any of your listeners see me burn that enemy on my Instagram the other night, but that's where I'm at the moment. These suckers think that someone like me, do they really think John Lennon would get panned in his own country and then come in and do interviews for the same magazine? It's like, forget it. you know, culture's changing now. You're either with the good guys or you're against us, you know what I mean? And that's the same for radio stations, it's the same for magazines, online magazines, writers. You either recognise the real or get out of our lane and get on, and you know, and give the time and the space, give the time and the space for those kind of people who, you know, the hashtag people, the people that when they leave this planet, all that will be left is a bunch of empty hashtags and statements. When I leave this planet, for however long they play music, my songs will be played. So I'm in a good state of mind as far as legacy and all that kind of thing concerns. I'm not even interested, man. I'm just trying to have a good time, raise my family, be a good man, and write the greatest music I possibly can, you know. And in this country, it's unique. It's the only country in the world that when you're doing well, there's someone with a knife out for you. When you're on the floor, they're kicking you down further. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I love that resilience of sports people. I love seeing a boxer come back. I love seeing a footballer who's had a terrible injury and then suddenly, you know, 18 months later, he's in there and he's getting in a crunching tackle and his confidence is back. You know, I'm a type of person that when people are successful, it inspires me. But unfortunately, there's a culture of people who came out of university and probably failed in bands and they failed as writers. They become very bitter, yeah? And they revel in people. They revel in a negative energy. So I'd say to all the young songwriters out there, never listen to what people actually say about you and your music, because you're in control of your destiny. And think of all the great songwriters that are going to come out of Liverpool in the next 5-10 years, that whole region of Merseyside, stretching all the way to Greater Manchester. We could change the world again. Do you know what I mean? We really could. We can change the world together. But we ain't going to change the world watching X Factor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time and I'm speaking to Richard Ashcroft ahead of the release of his latest solo album.
I'm telling you right, mate. I'm telling you now, mate. Get out on Friday. Get that album, mate. It's boss.
Well, we've heard Natural Rebel and another single from it so far. And I really, really like what I'm hearing.
Thank you so much. With this record, I really wanted to leave the banquet for the day it arrives and the year in which it's listening to. You know, I didn't want to go, all right, bang. He's by no means of the, you know, the tracks are, each song is individual. Each song is strong. Shout out to Lee Mathers and the Lars, man. What's happening, man? Whoever's like a relative of your Lee's listening somewhere now, I love you, Lee. Thank you for those beautiful songs, man. And I don't care whether you make another record. Again, if that's your choice, buzzing, man. But I just want you to know that the songwriters of the world, the real ones, we love what you did. And I know you didn't like the album, the sound of it, but sod it, the spirit's there. There she goes. The Lars forever. The Beatles forever. Liverpool forever.
Absolutely.
Until they play Man United.
I also saw you supporting Liam Gallagher at Old Trafford earlier this year, and I thought you were sounding great then, Richard. So how does it feel now playing the music compared to maybe when you were with the Verve or when you were first out on your own?
You know, if I'm being really frank, and you know, I'm not one to sell out ex-friends or brothers or people who help you on the way, etc. But what I will say is, you know, the band, to be in a band, it took its toll a little, you know, and I'm finding now that I've got a band of brothers with me who they're exceptional, but they're not musos, they're cool. My guitarist, Steve Wine from Oakland, you know, one minute he could be doing a guitar on a Nas album in LA, but truly he enjoys playing rock and roll and soul. So I've got this perfect balance between people who can step into the hip-hop world, the rock and roll world, and that's where I'm going, you see. I'm going to try and take what we do, because I'm sick of seeing guys with guitars in a field of oil seeds rape, right? This is rock and roll. This is Pink Cadillac time. We're coming back, yeah? Stop trying to make us out like we can't smash through the ceiling. I'm living it, and I'm going to show my people that they can do that too. And they can do it by themselves. They can do it by their own skills, G, D, and A, or C, whatever chord they want to find. They're going to put their life story over the top of it, and people are going to enjoy it, and we're going to change this country, this hit. We're going to change. This is what's happening right now. It's not just me saying it. It's all the grind boys. It's everyone. It doesn't matter what kind of genre you're doing. Just do it yourself. Be your own boss. Take control of your business. get your internet site sorted, get everything sorted, and then maybe use a major label. Maybe if you feel like you need that little extra whatever. You know what I'm saying? But the days are over when someone full of Botox and filler and a Thermotan tells a young kid whether they're good or not.
And just finally, Richard, you're going on tour as well. You've got some big gigs coming up next year. You're playing Manchester in Halloween as well. How much do you look forward to playing the new material and seeing how people are reacting to it in terms of your fans?
Well, I've dedicated the album to the fans because for a number of years I took time off, and to be honest, I don't know if any of the listeners have seen Tark of the Otter, the movie. A big part of my psyche could live the Tark of the Otter life. So, to be honest, I could disappear, yeah?
Mm.
But when I played Argentina and Chile, and when I played Glasgow and Manchester on these people, and when I went to Tokyo, and then I realised that music is the uniting force in the earth, it's the only thing that can bring us together beyond politics, beyond all that. That's when I realised that it's my destiny and that's what I have to do until that energy is no longer there. And as soon as that flame becomes dampened down and starts, I lose that fire, then that's when I'll step away from the business and no one will hear from me again. But right now, I'm being propelled by something that I can't even give words for. Do you understand what I mean? This isn't just like messing around now. This is, I had a song once called Man on a Mission, and basically that's who you're talking to right now. I'm on a mission to make this the best I possibly can. And I tell you what, I so look forward to my next show in Liverpool, because the reason is the first time I saw my wife was at the Crazy House in Liverpool.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Well, hopefully we get you back here soon, and hopefully you are going for many, many years yet as well.
A big shout out to Fazakli, everyone round there, man. All the Bradleys, man. They don't live there anymore, but I had some close friends there, man. Looked after me when I was a young person. A lot of people who looked after me in Skem when I was a young man. Thank you. Peace and love to everyone out there listening. All the best. Take care, brother.